Well, for us at Blue Hill and Main Coast Hospitals, it means we are really trying to put a spotlight on early detection and encouraging women to get a screening mammogram.
How easy is it to get an appointment?
It is very easy. You can always ask your primary care provider or your women's health provider to help you get scheduled, but you can also go online. You can just go to northernlighthealth.org, and right on that front page, there's a link, and you can click that link. It takes just a few minutes, and you can schedule an appointment right there. I actually just got on to see, and we have appointments available in the next several days. You don't have to wait. We've really opened things up to make things easy for women in our community.
And if this is a first time for somebody, how long can they expect the average mammogram to take?
It doesn't take long. Somewhere around 15, 20 minutes, probably. We have wonderful imaging providers that walk you through and that help people who might have a little anxiety. And it's an easy process.
So when is the suggested time for that first time mammogram?
Most women should get their first screening mammogram at 40. And usually it's every 1 or 2 years until they're 75. But there are always reasons and risk factors that might change that. And so we just encourage women, you need to talk to your primary care provider, need to talk to your women's health provider to find out what's best for you.
So I understand you have quite the initiative going on to make sure that nobody misses an opportunity.
That's right. We decided that we would look into our patient panels and look to see who is due for a mammogram. And so a couple weeks ago, we started calling every single patient that we have at Blue Hill and Main Coast Hospitals who was due, and right on the phone, helped them to schedule a mammogram on the spot. And we've called hundreds of women, and we've been able to schedule well over 100 mammograms to get these people in, which is great. And we opened up access. So normally we don't offer mammograms on Saturdays, but in October we are, because we just don't want there to be any barrier for a woman to get a screening mammogram.
That's going to be quite an undertaking.
And like I said, we are just trying to open up appointments. We're extending our hours and making sure that we have the staffing in place to get these appointments scheduled. We don't want women to wait. We know already some women put it off, and so we just want them to get them in, and we know that early detection is so important.
Some people are anxious about the test results. Is there an average wait time?
Usually, results from your mammogram come very, very quickly. A lot of times, the provider will just give our patients a call. You also get your report in the mail, and that's often just several days after your mammogram.
Another big question is, well, I can't afford it, I don't have insurance, or my insurance is always changing. Is there a general feel of how this all plays out when it comes to the cost?
There are a lot of programs that help cover the cost of mammograms, and we also have scholarships right at Blue Hill and Main Coast Hospital to help local community members pay for mammograms. Our schedulers in our imaging departments have access to financial counselors that they will connect you with and help figure it out. So we are there for you. We want to make sure we can get you in for your screening and not have financial constraints be a barrier.
And I'm sure we have ladies listening right now thinking, all right, I want to be proactive. Where can they go to get themselves all scheduled up?
You can go to northernlighthealth.org, and right on that front page, there's a button, a link to get your mammogram scheduled online, or you can always call one of the hospitals or call your primary care provider.
You came in with a sweatshirt today. It says prevent, detect, and cure.
That's right. So many of us at the hospitals are wearing pink, mostly on Fridays, but we're just trying to get the word out, make sure that women are scheduling their screening mammograms and know that early detection is so key.